An STR viewer, Jacob Blickenstaff, puts an extra finger on the science in an old favorite, The Princess Bride.
Grandfather's here.
Can't you tell me I'm sick? He'll pinch my cheek. I hate that.
Maybe he won't.
With September 25 marking the 30th anniversary of its release, I thought it would be fun to re-watch The Princess Bride and consider ways to connect this fantasy classic to the science classroom. Also, after seeing Robin Wright take on military leadership as an Amazon in Wonder Woman, I wanted to note how far she's come since playing Buttercup. Though fantasy might not be the first place most look for science, I can see ways to get students thinking about zoology, genetics, and thermodynamics with scenes from The Princess Bride. Given the 30-year history of the movie as a staple comic fantasy, and its appearance on many fan lists of top comedies of all time, I will not provide a plot summary for The Princess Bride. It's enough to say that it features monsters, a giant, sword fighting, torture, revenge, and of course, true love.
It's a story of love. A tale of adventure. It's as real as the feelings you feel.
You're kissing again.
Someday you may not mind so much.
I'll start with genetics. One of the film's primary villains is Count Rugen, played by Christopher Guest, who works closely with Prince Humperdinck, played by Chris Sarandon. Rugen is notable for the enjoyment he takes in torturing Wesley, that's Cary Elwes, and also for the fact that he has six fingers on his right hand. Another character is looking for the six-fingered man who killed his father many years before. Having extra fingers or toes is known as polydactylism, a congenital physical anomaly that is more common than often recognized. Overall, it occurs in about 1 in 500 live births, though in some subpopulations, the frequency can be as high as 1 in 150. The extra finger or fingers can appear on the thumb side of the hand, which is radial, on the pinky side, that's ulnar, or most rarely in the middle, central. Most often, the extra digit has no bone or tendons, and so can be easily removed surgically in infancy. Count Rugen appears to have a fully formed radial digit, as we can see it move in his gloved hand at one point in the film. There are a variety of genetic mutations that can cause polydactylism. Some types are dominant traits, while others are recessive. Males are significantly more likely to have the trait than females, so a six-fingered man is much more likely than a six-fingered woman. Now, to biology. Wesley and Buttercup take refuge from pursuit in the Fire Swamp at one point in the film. There are three main hazards in the Fire Swamp: flame spurts, lightning sand, and rodents of unusual size, or ROUSs. Flame spurts are jets of flame that shoot up out of the ground after a characteristic popping sound. Lightning sand is a kind of dry quicksand, and ROUSs are rats about the size of a large dog, technically actors in giant rat suits, and they attack in small groups. Rodents are a hugely successful order of mammal that live in virtually every corner of the world and can range from a 20-gram mouse up to the real ROUS, a 60-kilogram capybara. Rodents' most obvious distinguishing feature is their large, constantly growing upper and lower incisors. Rodents continually grind these four teeth against each other, which maintains their sharpness and makes it very difficult to keep them from gnawing through almost anything given enough time. Capybaras are native to South America and live a semi-aquatic life, eating grass, aquatic plants, and tree bark. The Fire Swamp is a plausible habitat for a capybara, though probably not ideal as it seems to be fairly dry as far as swamps go. Adult capybara are about a meter long, 60 centimeters tall, and can weigh up to 66 kilograms. That's about 150 pounds. They are not vicious hunters like the ROUSs, but they do live in groups of about 20 to 40 individuals and are very social animals. To people who live in Europe and North America, the capybara is a rodent of unusual size, though not so dangerous as the ones in The Princess Bride. Thermodynamics. When the time comes for Wesley, Inigo, and Fezzik to storm the castle and save Buttercup, the gate is guarded by 60 men. Wesley, only recently revived from being mostly dead, is unable to fight. They have Wesley's brain, Fezzik's strength, and Inigo's steel. And it turns out a Holocaust cloak, which Fezzik's picked up at Miracle Max's cottage. The Holocaust cloak has the ability to protect the wearer from the effects of fire, so Wesley comes up with a plan to frighten nearly all of the guards away and make it possible for the three heroes to get in. The Holocaust cloak has properties very similar to the multi-layer coat and pants that firefighters wear to protect themselves. Both are non-flammable, and both insulate the wearer from the heat of the fire. The outer layer of modern firefighting gear is very tough Nomex or Kevlar fabric, the middle layer is quilted material to block heat, and the inner layer wicks perspiration away from the firefighter. One thing the Holocaust cloak must do, although you can't see it in the film, is protect Fezzik from smoke. Smoke is actually the main hazard in a house fire. Breathing toxic smoke can kill or injure people far from the heat and flame of the actual fire. Firefighters wear face masks and carry tanks of breathable air when going into a structure fire to protect them from this danger, and the Holocaust cloak must somehow do the same for Fezzik. Science teachers looking for a fun way to introduce thermodynamics, fire safety, genetics, or zoology could take advantage of the classic comic fantasy The Princess Bride around the 30th anniversary of its theatrical release.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
The Princess Bride. Not just your basic, average, everyday, ordinary, run-of-the-mill, ho-hum fairy tale.